Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Marigolds for Malice by Bailey Cottrell, narrated by Vanessa Daniels. Chapter 1. Wallflowers get a bad rap. For some reason, the shy girl who stands all by herself at the party, talking to no one and radiating awkward social anxiety, is called a wallflower. However, the actual plants are transfixing, rangy, branching stalks that end with clubs of delicate four-petal blossoms in dusky shades of orange, yellow, purple, and red. Erysimum cherry are some of the first flowers to erupt into bloom each spring, reaching into the cool air with a verve and cheerfulness not at all associated with the human version of a wallflower. Oh, and the scent! That was what made me pause in front of Heritage House, my hand frozen on the wrought iron gate that opened into the small square yard. The Poppyville Town Council had funded the restoration of the Old West log cabin and moved it from its original location to the wide lawn behind the library with the intention that it would house a museum dedicated to the California Gold Rush. Now the spicy, sweet, verdant fragrance of the wallflowers Thea Nelson had planted around the foundation was so thick in the air that I was surprised it wasn't somehow visible. Yet a woman ushered her two small children past my corgi Dash and me without even a glance at the blooms of Chelsea Jacket and tiny double-leaved Harper Crewe. Shaking my head, I inhaled again, nearly swooning at the intensity of the aroma. It sparked the memory of my grandmother, her calm voice echoing through time from my childhood.